Good morning. We're going to start discussing the halachas of Yom Tov. This applies to every Yom Tov with the exclusion of Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, and Rosh Hashanah. The halachas of what is permitted and what is not permitted on Yom Tov. So we know that there are lamentes halachas on Shabbos, and many derabbanans based on that. When the Torah comes to Yom Tov, the Torah says in Parshas Bo that kol malacha lo yeyaseh bahem. You cannot do malacha on the Yom Tov of Pesach, which is lav dafka Pesach, means any Yom Tov. We learn not from Pesach to everywhere else. But that which is asher yeochel l'chol nefesh, that which is part of the oichol nefesh process, the process of preparing food, that is permitted. In Parshas Emor, which is the parsha of the Moedim, it goes to all of the Moedim there. The Torah writes it in a different language. The Torah does not write kol malacha lo yeyaseh or lo yasa kol malacha, but rather it says an isra of malechas avoida. You cannot do malechas avoida. So the Ramban points out that malechas avoida are the malechas which are not ochel nefesh malechas. So basically, either something is going to be malechas avoida, which is aser, or malechas ochel nefesh, which is permitted. On Yom Kippur, it says kol malacha, because on Yom Kippur, it's like Shabbos, that all malacha is prohibited. But on Yom Tov, there's a heter of eichel nefesh. Now, what defines whether something is eichel nefesh or the malachas which are aser? So in general, the two rules seem to be that something which is done in for the immediate achila process, as opposed to for long term, I want to have bread. So to have bread, I need to plant wheat. So I need to harvest the wheat, and I need to thresh the wheat, and I need to winnow the wheat, and I need to remove all the little pebbles which got mixed into the wheat in the threshing floor. And I need to grind the wheat. And then I need to mix it with water and make flour. So every time I'm planning to have a loaf of bread, I don't go out to the field, cut a few stalks, and I thresh them, and then I grind them, and then I make flour. Once or twice during the harvest season, I'm going to harvest my field and do all of those malachas, even down to probably grinding. And then I store the flour. When I'm ready to make bread, I take the flour out, and I make a dough, and I shape it, and I bake it. So, Lisha, and onwards, is Echol Nefesh. It's part of the Echila process. When I'm ready to eat something, I do that. Whereas, the malachas, which are earlier, are not part of the Echol Nefesh process. So that's one way to understand the difference, is if it's done in large amounts versus small amounts. Another way of saying it is if it's done for a long period of time, I prepare it for a long period of time, as opposed to that which I do in the moment when I'm ready to eat the food. So this will allow us to understand why when we come to the Malach of Tochen, Oborer, we're going to have a question, because Teuchen, like we said, the Teuchen grinding the wheat to make flour is not part of the Echol Nefesh process. But let's say grinding spices to add to my food, I want the flavor to be fresh and be a strong flavor, so I would prefer to actually wait to grind it till I'm ready to actually use it for the food. Borer to be done in the threshing process, and the after I thresh it, so we gather it up in the pile on the granary floor, and at that point in time, we would before we are teuchen it, we need to sift out all of the pebbles, and remove out all of the pebbles which are there, and then there's bar which is done in conjunction with preparing a food, actually preparing, you know, in the process of, let's say, I grind up my spices and I have some pieces which are too big and they're not really usable, so I'll take those pieces out. So you can have those type of malachas, which we have different types of processes. When do you apply the rules of Echol Nefesh or not, which we will see. But that's the general understanding. The Yerushalmi actually says a drasha. It says in the pasuk, which says, "Komalacha lo yesevahem, asher yeachelo l'chol nefesh u'levado yeselachem." Right after it says, "Shmartim as a matzis," which is referring to the process of making the matzis, which starts from the lisha of making the dough, adding the water, making the dough. So they make a drush over there that Echol Nefesh applies from lisha and onwards. But that which is before lisha is not going to be permitted. Is that a drasha on a deraisa level or a derbanan level? Is a machlokes, whether it's an asmachta ba'alma or it's a real drasha deraisa. But that's the general rule, and we'll see applications. One last point we'll talk about also is it only in direct conjunction with Echol Nefesh, or does this allow us to do the malacha even in a situation which is not Echol Nefesh? Have a good day.